Welcome to the Power Is Now Radio. Your host and founder of the Power Is Now Incorporated, Eric Frazier.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Power Is Now Facebook Live Home Buyer Seminar. My name is Eric Frazier. Thank you for joining me today. It's a Tuesday night and another beautiful night in Southern California. You know, we're so blessed out here in California to have such incredibly great weather. And although it is getting cold, I can appreciate how our friends in the southern and eastern states feel and dealing with this very chilly weather. I can't even imagine what it's like outside of California. That just goes to show I don't travel much outside of the state, primarily because it's just a great state to live in, so much to see right here, and the beautiful weather that we have. Well, for those of you who are joining us by Facebook and listening on Blog Talk Radio, especially for the first time, my name is Eric Frazier. I'm the president and CEO of The Power Is Now. Power Is Now is a media company that started in 2009, and we have Facebook Live every Tuesday night and Tuesday afternoon. We also have it again on Thursdays, a marketing session for real estate professionals. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you might want to check us out at 12:30 and hear about some great deals that are happening and that are available for you to buy right now. In addition to being a media company, we're also a real estate and a mortgage company. We're licensed by the state of California, and we conduct business in the state of California only. Now, The Power Is Now, as a real estate company, is called The Power Is Now Real Estate Services, and our license number with the California Department of Real Estate is 1980407. And we're also a mortgage company, a Power Is Now Mortgage Services, licensed again in the state of California, and our MLS license number is 1435243. I am the broker of both companies, and my individual broker's license for the mortgage division is 461807, and that's for the MLS, in MLS. And for the state of California Department of Real Estate, my individual license number is 01143484. Thank you again for joining us this evening and being a part of this weekly show. Every week, we try to share some information that we believe will help you become a homeowner. Sometimes we're talking about mortgage programs. Sometimes we're talking about just ways of being, how to improve your credit, how to save more money, how to lower your debt ratio. In fact, I got a lot of response from the last show we did last week about how to lower your debt ratio. So I certainly hope that you are sharing, for those of you who are tuning in every Tuesday night, that you're sharing the video with your friends and family members, anyone that is thinking about buying a home. Our goal is to empower you with information, to educate you, to help you buy a home. And once you have that information, we want to provide you the resources necessary to make it all happen. The Power Is Now Real Estate Services and the Power Is Now Mortgage Services are there to support you in your decision to move forward to buy a home. Now, if you've been invited tonight by a real estate professional, please let them know what you think of the information being shared tonight. Check out some of the other past shows as well. And also, very, very important, that you let them know that you're ready to get started. If you want to get started with buying a home, with the process, there's a number of ways that we can help you. First, for those of you who feel that you might be ready, you know, you're making good enough money, you've saved a little money, your credit scores are pretty good, and you think, well, you're tired of renting, it's time to get started tonight. Well, we have a way for you to do that. First, reach out to your real estate agent that invited you tonight to listen to this show. Let them know that you're ready to get going. And then go to applytobuynow.com. Applytobuynow.com. Folks, that is our online application to get started tonight. That's right. You can actually get started tonight. Applytobuynow.com. Now, if you need assistance, you need help, you need someone to kind of walk you through the process, please, we can help you directly by phone if you like. Take an application over the phone. We can answer questions over the phone. Or if you need more intensive care, like getting some of the credit issues you have resolved, maybe helping you to develop a plan. You're not ready today, but maybe you'll be ready 6 months from now or 12 months from now. We have Never Rent Again. Never Rent Again is our, we'll call that our management program, our buyer's club, where we help people to get ready to buy. And Never Rent Again is the home buyer's club. So we'll help you establish a budget. We use Mint.com to do that. We'll help you build your credit. And we're going to talk about some of the things you can do to build your credit tonight. We'll help you establish a savings plan. We'll help you to have a debt elimination plan. So we'll help you put these plans together. And then if you want additional support to make it all happen, and if you want someone to stay on top of you about it, right, and hold you accountable, then we have a financial coach program where we will coach you through it, monthly meetings. There's a fee involved, of course. It's very affordable. All the details are there at neverrentagain.com. Now, for those of you who are real estate professionals and you're watching tonight, tonight I'm not going to talk about a particular program. I might touch on a program or two, but I'm not really going to talk about a program tonight, as I am going to talk about how to improve your credit scores without paying a credit repair agency. And I want to talk about that in some detail tonight. But if you are interested in working with us, so you have a client that you would like for us to talk to, get pre-approved, or to just get them the help they need to get in a position to buy, please refer your client to us. We have a special website for real estate professionals. It's called Never Lease Again, neverleaseagain.com. It's for real estate professionals. And actually, you know, anyone can use it. If you would like to refer someone to us that you would like us to talk to, put in your name, their name, a little bit about them, and indicate the program that you think they might be interested in. Again, this is the program or the website is primarily for real estate professionals to direct their referrals to us and to ensure that we get the information, respond to them. And there are a number of other benefits to using that website. It's, again, neverleaseagain.com for real estate professionals. If you'd like to learn more about these different websites and different ways and how you can just work with us to help you close more transactions as a real estate professional, please reach out to me at eric.frazier@thepowersnow.com or give me a call. Just call me up at 714-475-8629. Well, I appreciate all of you who are joining me tonight online. Good to see Ebony, B.B. Freeman, and thank God we're just looking at credit repairs. You know what? Credit repairs are a problem, folks, and I'm going to touch on that in a little bit. But more importantly, I want you to know how to do it yourself. Good to see my team, Tony B. Welcome. He's always on Tuesday night. Tony, with all this knowledge, man, you should be ready. Oh, by the way, Tony, I have a special discount for you. You know, if you're interested in getting your real estate license and you would like to save 30%, first, there's a company that we use here. And not only are their prices great, I mean, they're just really, really affordable prices, but I have a special deal with them where I can get you an additional 30% off on the cost to get your real estate license. Now, I just thought about this because of Tony. Tony reached out to me, said he wanted to be a real estate agent and needs the information on how to get started. Tony, I am not going to forget you tonight, man. I'm going to make sure you get that information. So for those of you who are joining me tonight, please share the link, right? Share the link, share it to everybody, because I promise you, every Tuesday night, we're bringing some good stuff. Like tonight, I'm going to be bringing some good stuff. I am. We're bringing good stuff for people who are interested to buy a home. If you have a question at all or any comments, please share your comments now on Facebook. Say hello on Facebook. And for those of you who are watching or listening, that is on Blog Talk Radio, please reach out to us. If you have any questions, you can drop us an email or you can just join us on Facebook Live every Tuesday night. Now, before we get into the meat of the subject, I want to talk about credit in general. It's so important to have great credit. It really is. You can hardly do anything without having a good credit score. And I mean, if you think that you can, well, there's one thing you can do. There is one thing you can do. You do not, contrary to popular belief, have to have credit at all to buy a house. All right. Your life insurance payment is your credit. Your cell phone is your credit. Your rent is your credit. Your utility bills is your credit. So we can use alternative credit to help a person buy a home. Now, this is for a person who has a zero FICO score, no credit score, and doesn't want to have any credit. It's okay. If you've been able to obtain all those basics that I've just outlined and you're making that rent on time, you can actually get approved for an FHA, low down payment loan with no credit. So I want to put that out there right off the bat that you do not have to feed the machine. All right. You really don't. This industrial credit complex out there that's making everything cost more and more and more. You know, the reasons why things cost so much is because of financing. I tell you, eliminate credit and watch the prices fall. It's just like real estate. The reason why the market just blew up from 2004 to 2007 is because of loose credit. Hardly any type of real underwriting guidelines were in play there. It was all fraud and a house of cards, but it allowed just about everybody to get a loan. And because demand was so high, prices went up. And then, of course, when it all came crashing down, when people started to default and they couldn't afford the payments. And I tell you, that applies to everything. Everything costs more today simply because of credit. And so I'm with those of you out there who don't even want to deal with it, don't want a credit card, don't want a car loan, don't want any credit at all. Well, don't let anyone tell you you need to go get a credit card or go get a car loan and start establishing credit so you can buy a house. That is a flat out lie. It is not the truth. And anyone telling you that does not know what they're talking about. I'm telling you right now, I've helped people get into homes with no credit, building alternative credit. And if you are, or if you're in the group that don't have credit, reach out to me and I'll help you get started. Now, here's some interesting facts. And I pulled this off a website called valuepenguin.com. The average score in America, the average FICO score in America is 695, and the average Vantage score is 673. So we know that Fair Isaac is the most commonly used score. Fair Isaac, the FICO score is what most lenders use. And so 695 is pretty high. Now, both models, both Fair Isaac and VantageScore, they range between 300 to 850. 850 is the highest FICO score you can have. If you have a score higher than 850, it's probably not a FICO score or a VantageScore. Now, when you look at credit scores, what is good? How do you rate credit scores? Well, 720 or higher is considered excellent credit. Excellent credit. If you want to put a label on it, all right, 720 and higher is considered excellent credit. 660 to 719 is considered average or fair credit. 620 to 659 is considered poor credit. And 620 or lower is considered bad credit. So 620, folks, that is considered bad credit. Well, it's interesting when you look at credit by age. You can see that the older you are, the better the credit you have. And so people in their 30s or younger, 38% have a FICO score of 621 or less. 14% have a FICO score in the 780 range. So this is 30. If you're 30 and under and your FICO score is between 780 or higher, you are in the 2% range. And so if there's any 2%ers out there, let me know. 30 and under, you're in a FICO score, 30 and under with a FICO score of 780 or higher, you are in the 2% range of 30-year-olds. Now, if you're between 30 and 39, 41% of people between the age of 30 and 39 have a FICO score of 621 or less, and 12% have a FICO score of 780 or higher. So that's between age 30 and 39. In the 40 group, 40-49, 34% of people 40 to 49 have a FICO score of 620 or less, and 21% have a FICO score of 780 or higher, 780 or higher, between age of 40 and 49. Now we get into my age group. I'm 55. So age 55 or 50 to 59, 25% have a FICO score less than 620. 30% have a FICO score greater than 780. When you get in the 60s, wow, it really changes. So people in their 60s to 69, FICO scores of 621 or less, only 16% of the population, 16% between ages 60 and 69. 42% of people between age 60 and 69 have a FICO score of 780 or higher. And then 70, now you might be thinking, well, their FICO score is so high at the age of 70 because they're not doing too much, right? Well, you know, 70 what I say, a 70 is a new 50. All right. We're living younger. And I know some very athletic 70-year-olds. So at 70 years age, you're going to get a crack out of this. Only 8% of people 70 years or older have a FICO score below 621. 55% have a FICO score between 780 and higher. 23% 721 and higher. So almost 75% of 70-year-olds and higher have FICO scores greater than 721 to over 780. And so I think it was pretty interesting to see how FICO scores range by age. And then when you look at income, well, it's a whole nother matter, right? The more money you make, the better credit you have. And I tell you, the number one solution probably to make to improving your FICO score without the use of a credit repair agency is simply make more money. Show me a person with a budget, and I'll show you a person with good credit. Show me a person with money in the bank, and I'll show you a person with good credit. All right? Those are my two favorite statements, and it's so, so very true. So when you look at income, it really, it makes a difference in just about everything, from owning a home and not owning a home, to having good credit and not having good credit. Income is a primary driver of these things. And the debt ratio does play a big factor as well, because you can have really high income, but if you're in debt to your neck, then you're probably going to have bad credit. So keeping in mind then a normal debt ratio, this is how things are typically happening. The median credit score by income, low income, and that would be like 50% of the median family income. The FICO score is between 664 or lower. 664 is what the median credit score is by income. So lower income, 50% of the median family income. And that's across, you know, areas. Moderate income would be 50 to almost 80%. FICO scores are in the 716 range. Middle income, which is 80 to 120% of the median family income, FICO scores in the 750 range. And then upper income, 120% of the median family income or higher, you're looking at FICO scores of 775. So it's the more money that you make, the better your FICO scores are. And it's a big factor in really determining if you could even get credit, because you're not making enough money to even qualify for credit. And if, for those who are making money to qualify for credit, the more money you make, the better your credit scores are going to be, because you have the ability to do some things that some people can't do. Like, for example, paying off your credit card completely every single month. That is one sure way of improving your credit scores. Now, the last thing I'm going to share with you is about the average credit scores throughout the United States. And I was pretty amazed to see this. Again, I got this information from valuepenguin.com. When you look at average credit scores and then the population with declining credit and the population, percentage of the population with declining credit and the percentage of population of the population with good credit, there are a number of states that really kind of popped out at me. For example, 18%, the median credit score in Georgia is 644. 18% of the population has declining credit scores. Let's see here. Another area, Louisiana, 650 is a median FICO score. 18% of the population has declining credit. Let's see here. New Mexico, 648. FICO score, 18% of the population has declining credit. And I believe that the highest was South Carolina. South Carolina, the median FICO score is 655, but 20% of the population has declining credit. The credit scores are going down. So that's pretty interesting to know. Now, in terms of the states where the population has good or improved credit, some of the states with the highest percentage of improvement would be California, 89%, believe it or not. Colorado, Connecticut, they're 89%. When you get to Hawaii and Idaho, 90%. 90% with good or improved credit. Minnesota, 91%. I believe they have the record. Do they? Oh, no, they don't have the record. North Dakota, 93%. The median FICO score for North Dakota is 700. 700. And 93% of the population has good to improving credit. So great job, Minnesota, out there. They rank number one, not Minnesota, but North Dakota, 700 FICO score, only 7% of the population with declining credit, 93% with improving or good credit. And so pretty interesting stuff, isn't it? I mean, that there is some relationship between the states and the makeup of the population there, where the FICO scores are improving or declining. The last is by race. And this is going to surprise all of us, really. It surprised me in looking at this. And so in terms of the added average credit score by home buyer and a percentage of borrowers with scores greater than 620, okay, percentage of people in a particular ethnic group with scores greater than 620, ranking number one is the Asian community. The average credit score for a home buyer in the Asian community is 745. All right. Hey, Carmen Ricardo, great to see you. 745. Wow. And the percentage of borrowers with scores less than 620 is only 2.6%. For African Americans, the average credit score is 677, and the percentage of borrowers with credit scores less than 620 is 21%. For the Hispanic white, it is 701. That's the average score, 701. And the percentage of borrowers with scores less than 620 is 11%, 11.2. The non-Hispanic white, 734, and the percentage of borrowers with scores less than 620 is 5.4. And then all others fall into this average of 732 with a percentage of scores less than 620 of 6.30. All right, so folks, it's very important that we have great credit and we all have areas of improvement, making our credit scores what they should be. Now, I want to, for those of you who are interested in improving your credit scores, the first thing you got to do is go get your credit score, right? And I tell you right now, the Credit Karma and some of these free sites are consumer credit reports, and the numbers may not and will not, on the average, match up with a mortgage credit report, which we use. We use a Managed Credit Plus, and they provide us with a tri-merge credit report with all three credit bureaus, and we take the middle score. So you really need to look at all three, work on your credit score with all three credit bureaus. And so a great place to start to monitor your credit and to get some great information and tools on how to improve your credit is MyFICO.com. MyFICO.com, out of all the sites out there, I think is probably the best. And they have a program for a nominal fee where you can have access to your FICO score, look at what's affecting your FICO score, and monitor your credit. Now, if you don't want to pay any money, you can get a free credit report. Go to annualcreditreport.com, and I'll tell you how to get your credit score. You can call 877-322-8228, 877-322-8228, and or you can go to the FTC.gov/credit and request a form to get your annual credit report. Now, I use freecreditreport.com, freecreditreport.com, and freecreditreport.com also has a monthly service. They give you access to all three credit bureaus and where you can see what's going on, and they notify you of changes in your credit report. So I tell you, if you're going to spend any money, spend money there. All right, on monthly monitoring. And there are other services that provide that. And the credit card companies provide monitoring for free as well. But if you want to look at all three, then you're probably going to have to go with MyFICO or freecreditreport.com or some website like that. Get your credit report and just be mindful of what's happening. Monitor your credit report. That's the first thing you should do. Get your credit scores. Now, I want to give you tonight the top 10 things that I believe will make a difference in your credit score. Things you can do without paying anybody anything, all right? The credit reporting agencies out there have a responsibility. They are managed by law. You know, they have certain things they have to do. They have to accurately report your information. You can, in fact, dispute information that is not true. And you should monitor your credit so you can get on top of things right away that may not be accurate or true. All right. So there's some legal responsibility that all three credit bureaus have when it comes to your credit score. So notwithstanding your legal rights, there are things that you can do that you don't have to pay a credit repair agency to do. Now, if you go to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB, go to their website and just type in credit repair companies. Type in credit repair companies at the CFPB.org. All right, type it in. So I just don't want to say this. I want to let the government speak for itself. The government and those who are looking after our best interests, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, contrary to what some believe, they're not, but they are opposed to, they do not recommend credit repair agencies for a number of reasons. Now, I have to tell you that it's been my personal experience that they charge way too much and do way too little. And many of them do not, you know, live up to the expectations that they sell and being able to eliminate everything. I mean, you've seen the commercials. They can get rid of everything, bankruptcies and judgments and tax liens and all these things. And yes, there are some out there who will show you credit reports that this is what it was before, this is what it is now. And, you know, there's an old saying, even a blind squirrel can find a nut every now and then. This stuff does have a way of getting back on your credit report if it's not appropriately and legally dealt with. And many things are going to be in your credit report for a while until it ages out. All right. Now, that being the case, what do you do about it? You know, you don't want to lie that something is not yours when in fact it is. You want to deal with it. You want to deal with it. And you don't want to put a bunch of disputes on your credit report, because then you can't even get started with a loan. You can't even get started with a loan because those disputes have to be addressed. No lender can work with anyone with open disputes. They have to be resolved, all right? And so you don't want to do that. And so here are some of the things you can do to improve your credit score if your credit scores are low or if you don't have any credit at all. Here's some of the things you can do. Some easy things that you can do. Number one is open up a savings secure credit account. And most of the big banks have that. Most of the big banks and credit unions especially will allow you to establish a MasterCard or a Visa card savings account. I recommend starting with $500 to $1,000. And the great thing about it, it's another great way to save. So you're killing two birds with one stone. You're building credit and you're saving money at the same time. Now, when you establish these accounts, you don't want to just go out there and run up the account, because then you're being managed, your credit score is being affected by your percentage of utilization. No more than 35% of your credit card should be used. No more than 35% of the credit card limit should be used at any time. So know your real limit, all right? And that's actually number 8, and I'm going to deal with that more. But know your real limit. Get a secure credit card. Now, I would recommend that you don't need more than 4 to 5 trade references to start building a really strong credit profile, all right? Now, if you don't have any credit at all, start off with 2 or 3 secured credit cards. And if you have the money, they will let you establish a credit, secure credit card with as little as $250. But I recommend $500 to $1,000 because you want to also set a precedent in terms of the limits. You know, they look at that. So eventually you'll be able to get credit cards without a savings account attached to it. And so, but they'll look at the limit, the credit limit you've had. So if you have an extra $2,000 or $3,000 setting aside and you want to put in a savings secured and you're not going to be touching or using that money, maybe it's part of your emergency fund, then go for it. Set up 1 or 2 accounts with, you know, $2,000, $3,000 savings secured. And then in terms of utilizing this account, this is what you do. You use it for things that you know that you would normally pay cash for and have the money for, right? Because the goal here is not to carry a balance. The goal is to pay it off every month. You want to use it and pay it off. So use it to buy gas, maybe buy groceries, incidentals, buy lunch, use the card, show activity using the card. But, you know, just because you're trying to establish credit doesn't mean you have to pay interest and you have to pay late fees and you have to pay any of those things. So if there's someone online right now, you have some experience with this, let me know. Share your comments right now. I would appreciate the feedback. This is one really quick way you can get started with building credit, opening a savings secure credit account. But don't run it up and carry a balance equal to the credit limit. If you're going to carry a balance at all, it should be no more than 35%. But my recommendation is that you not carry a balance at all. Use it for incidentals. Don't use it for big purchases. use it for incidentals, lunch, small things, and pay it off at the end of the month, and preferably before the statement cutoff date, which is another thing you should make a note of. When you get a credit card, whether it's a savings secure credit card or just a regular unsecured credit card, please know your statement cutoff date. Know the date. The reason why is because between typically the 20th, or I would say that between the 20th or the 25th, and I say the very end of the month in some cases, but normally between the 20th and the 25th, the credit card companies will report your current status to the credit bureaus, right? And so if you want to keep a zero balance, right, then you need to know when that reporting period is, and you need to know when the cutoff period is in your statement, all right? Report, you want them to report a zero balance at all time, but they're also monitoring and reporting your activity. So savings secured is number one. Number two, pay off your debt instead of moving it around. Now, a lot of people like to take advantage, for those who have credit, they like to take advantage of these offers that come in, zero interest for 6 months or 1 year or 1% interest. And so they'll get that card and they'll consolidate the other cards, right? Unfortunately, what they'll go and do is use the cards they just moved the balances on. And so now they have even more debt. I don't recommend consolidating your debt with a credit union or bank offering you a personal loan. I had someone tell me the other day, you know, I went to the credit union and they gave me a $10,000 loan and I consolidated my credit cards. I took my interest rate, which was ranging between 16-18%, down to 9%. Now, it's a great loan, the great interest rate they got on the loan. But, you know, the reality is all they did was just move the debt around. You're not getting ahead by lowering your interest rate. You may think you are, but you're really not. You get ahead by paying off the debt. That's how you get ahead. Ultimately, something's going to happen because you have credit. Let me tell you why you have credit. You have credit because you don't have any money. That's why you have credit. You have debt on your credit cards because you don't have any money. That's why you have credit. That's not, you know, let's not kid around here. That's not, you know, let's address the elephant in the room. You have credit because you don't have any money. Because you see, people who have money in the bank don't have any credit card debt. They don't. That's just a fact. They don't have any credit card debt. And when they utilize their credit card debt, utilize their credit cards, it's for convenience. If you're out there, let me know if that's you. They utilize a credit card for convenience. Who wants to walk around with a wad of cash? You know, back in the day, I remember coming up in school, it would be impressive to have someone and one of your friends pull out, you know, a wad of $100 bills. So walking around with in fact, I know people who walk around with $1,000 in cash, you know, all the time. Now, these are older people because it's another generation. I don't think young folks do that anymore, not in the age of technology. There's no need to carry any cash at all, really. I don't carry cash at all anymore. So when I'm ever asked for cash, I'm in trouble, right? But if you're just honest with yourself, you have the debt because you don't have any money, right? And so the goal here is to make more money and to save more money and to pay off the debt. And so one way of doing that is to focus on the cards, smaller balances, and make larger payments on those smaller balances, make the minimum payment on the much bigger balances. But basically, you're just going to start, you know, you have 10 cards. The 10th card is a card with the largest balance, right? And perhaps also the highest payment. You're just going to make that minimum payment, pay that interest. The balance isn't going anywhere. You're going to do that. But the card number one has the lowest balance, right? And the smallest payment. Your goal is to pay that off and get rid of it. You want to start building a sense of accomplishment that you're actually working towards getting rid of the debt. And then the next card. You know, you may owe $500 or $1,000 on that card. If you make four payments of $250, an extra $250, or you double, triple up on the payment, and you pay that off. And you just keep working on that all the way till you get to the end. The goal here is to pay off the debt instead of moving it around and consolidating the debt. Anyone advising you to consolidate your credit card debt, let me tell you who they are. They're bankers. They're people sitting behind the counter at the bank selling loans, trying to get you to go into debt because that's how they make money. That's the only person who is recommending consolidating your debt. It's like the same people. You know, the only people out there recommending lines of credit, like home equity lines of credit, for those of you homeowners, are bankers. They're the only ones doing. Why? Because they make money. A home equity line of credit is no good for anyone. It's no good for anyone, right? Except for something to sit on your home as an emergency fund that you'll never, ever use unless all hell breaks out and you've lost your job and everything else. Now you got to get it. And then here's an irony. When you really need it, it won't be there because the bank gets wind of that. They will eliminate your credit limit. They will reduce your credit limit. That's what happened to a lot of people in 2008. They thought they had this backup plan of their lines of credit, but as soon as the market turned and the prices started to go down, all the banks start reducing or eliminating the lines of credit. A home equity line of credit is not a good. If you need money, take advantage of the low rates right now. Get refinance. I know it's going to take you from your 3.25 30-year fixed rate to a 4.25. So what? You know, if you don't get the money now, you're going to wait to get it when the rates are 7 or 8%. Or then you're forced to get a home equity line of credit at 18 or 19%. Don't be foolish. Eliminate only people talking about consolidating credit cards, whether it be unsecured credit cards or consolidating debt with home equity lines of credit, are bankers. Don't listen to them. Don't get caught up with that. Don't move the debt around. Don't consolidate the debt. Pay the debt. Let me tell you something else. One other thing here. This is, again, we're on point number two. You know, this too, whatever it is you're going through, is going to pass. How long have you been living? I've been living 55 years, all right? I tell you, I've been through some things. All right, this, whatever it is you're going through, it will pass. It will be a distant memory. I promise you that. I don't care how bad it is. Pay off the debt. If you're paying more than just the interest, eventually that debt will be gone. It may take longer than a couple of months. It may take 12 months. It may take 2 years. As long as you're paying more than the interest due, that debt will be eliminated. It will be gone. And perhaps consider it as you sitting in the University of Life, the credit management, debt management class in the University of Life, in which you're learning the lesson. And sometimes experience is the best teacher. Sometimes we have to go through trials and difficulties in order to improve and make better choices in the future.
You're listening to The Power Is Now. For more information about the show, go to thepowerisnow.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Some of the best real estate practitioners and banking industry leaders have already been featured in the Power Is Now magazine. But wait until you see what we have in store for you. We've got some of the most experienced professionals involved in real estate, marketing, business development, and social media to share their vast knowledge with you in weekly columns and interviews featured in the Power Is Now magazine. Find us at thepowerisnow.com/magazine and subscribe for free today. Thepowerisnow.com. The future is here. Interested in upping your game today? The Power Is Now believes in personal development, and we want to make it happen for you right now. Whether it's business, family, spiritual, motivational, or even marriage, we have the tools and information to help you take your game to a whole new level. Find us at thepowerisnow.com under the Services tab, and let's talk about the future. Your future, because the power is in your hands. Thepowerisnow.com, because we care. The Power Is Now Radio is proud to have Eric Lawrence Frazier as its host and executive producer. Mr. Frazier has been a lender and a leader in the mortgage industry for over 32 years, and he's had the honor of personally meeting some of the best real estate agents in the country. He is available as a featured speaker on operations management, corporate governance for profit and nonprofit companies, leadership, and personal development. Find Mr. Frazier at thepowerisnow.com under the Services tab and change the way you think and do business forever. Thepowerisnow.com, because we care. Welcome back to The Power Is Now and your host, Eric Frazier.
Number three, don't close unused credit cards. You got some credit cards that you are that you've had for a while. You're not using them. Don't close them because you're not using them. They're not hurting anybody just staying there. Unfortunately, when you close them, it's going to actually drop your credit score. So that's a quick one. So if you have credit cards you haven't been using, the quickest way to lower your score is to close them. All right, that's the truth. All right, don't do that. Number four, don't open new credit cards that you don't need, all right? I mean, how many credit cards does a person actually need? I mean, let me get some feedback from you on there. Who would tell me how many credit cards does a person need? All right, one, two, three, how many do you need? Carmen says, she's giving me thumbs up on that. How many do you need? Do you need one, two, three, four? Give me a number, somebody. How many credit cards should a person actually have? What do you think the number is? I think, in terms of unsecured credit, the most credit cards you absolutely need would be probably three at the very, very most. To have five, seven, 10, to have so many credit cards, you have to keep another wallet, that is out of control. And it just represents an opportunity for you to go into debt, folks. You don't want to do that. So I would like to know what you think the number of credit scores or credit cards you should have. I believe the number is three, maybe two. Some of you might even say one. So don't open new credit cards you don't need. That is number four. Number five, if you don't have credit, and even if you do have credit and you want to raise your score, find someone, typically a family member, who has really, really, really good credit. Mom, dad, sister, brother, and say, hey, you know, why don't you help me out? I'm trying to build my credit score. Will you help me? And if you're a good son, a good daughter, or a good friend even, they might let you do this. And that is become an authorized user on their credit card. Man, now that will help you big time, especially if they have really good credit or credit card with a very high limit. And, you know, a tier one credit card like an American Express Gold, Platinum, Black, or, you know, one of these tier one credit cards, that will definitely pump up your score big time. All right. It's going to make a difference in a very short period of time in your credit score. I would say 2 to 3 months, they're making the payments and just showing good on your profile. So that's another way to quickly raise your credit score. And that's number five, become an authorized user. Number six, raise your credit limit. So if you have a few credit cards right now and the balances are low because maybe you were just getting started, but you've had them for at least a year, now is the time to take advantage, especially if they're offering you to increase your limit, take advantage of that. Provided that is just an increase in the limit. Now, if they're going to make you get another credit card, you might want to think twice about that. But if they're offering to increase your limit, take advantage of that and or request an increase in your limit. And the reason why you want to do that is because it will help you stay under that 35% range. You know, the credit utilization is a big deal. It is a big deal. It will knock your score down if you're just using too much of your credit. And isn't that ironic? That's why you gave me your credit card, right? To use it. Why you want to knock my score down if I use it, right? So, but that's how it works, folks. They're going to knock your score down if you use too much of your credit score. A new credit score of 750 or high. Let me see here. That's when I, okay, so Kim Collier said that, I don't know what part you're responding to, Kim, but you increased your credit score to 750. And I know Kim, she's been doing a number of things with her credit, and now she has the highest credit score she's ever had, thanks to the incredible education she's been receiving here at The Power Is Now on credit, right? Just to give ourselves a plug. Now, if you're going to raise your credit limit, make sure that you don't raise your spending to go along with it, right? Because that will happen. I don't know what it is. The more money we make, the more money we spend, right? The better standard of living we want to have as we make more money. And the same thing applies with credit cards. The more credit cards you get, which is another reason why you don't need more than two or three, but the more credit cards you get, the more debt you will incur, the more money you will spend. That's what happens. It's just like the more money you make, the more money you will spend, the nicer cars you will drive, the more expensive clothes you will wear. That's just life, folks. That's how it works. So just know this about yourself and don't expose yourself to this risk. You know you're going to do it. You know you're going to do it. So why do it, right? Just stop it. Don't do it. Don't get more credit cards than you need. Don't raise the limit if you're going to spend the money. Raise the limit so you can improve your FICO score. Now, some of you might be saying, because we're on number six here, raise your credit limit on your existing car. Some of you might be saying, well, why should I raise my credit limit in the first place? You know, why should I raise my score? My score is good enough to get what I want, right? Well, when you hit 850, you're able to get, in fact, the truth of the matter is you don't need 850. You don't even need a 620 FICO score to buy a home. By the way, your score can be as low as 580, right? And that's to get low down payment, right? 3.5% down FHA. You can be as low as 500 and only need to put 10% down to buy a house. So if you have money in the bank, you can deal with marginal or lower credit scores. But the reason why you want to get the highest score you can and why this is so important, very important information, is because the higher your credit score, the better terms you're going to get, the better interest rates you're going to get, the better credit card rates you're going to get. I have a client, her name is Ina Fernandez. I talk about her all the time. She's one of my first clients who bought a four-unit building. We were able, because her credit score was so great, we were able to give her an interest rate credit to pay for all of her closing costs. So let me explain what that means. So her credit score could have given her a rate, an interest rate on a 30-year fixed rate FHA loan of about 3.5% to 3.75%. Great rate, right? But she chose to go as high as 4%, 4.125, which is still a great rate. For those of us who've been around a while, 4% is great money, right? She was able to increase her rate intentionally. She increased her rate, not the lender. She intentionally raised her interest rate so the lender could give her an interest credit of almost $15,000. Now, you tell me, where can you go? What credit card can you get out of a $15,000 loan can you get at an interest rate of 4%? It doesn't exist. Let me tell you, that's the smart money right there, folks. You raise your credit score on all loans, conventional, FHA, government, you name it, on all loans, there's this interest credit feature that we all have accessible to us and to you as borrowers. The better your score is, the higher credit you can get for paying a higher rate. You're choosing to basically get advanced the interest that they would receive at that rate to use towards your credit card. And you're willing to pay more. In the case with Ina, I think her payment went up like $150, maybe. Not even that. Around $100 increase in her payment, because you're talking about financing a debt over 30 years. And so an interest rate increase from, say, 3.5% to 4% or 3.25% or 4.25%, about 0.5%, it doesn't make that big of a difference in the payment. And be able, and if that is the payment to borrow, you know, $15,000 to cover your closing costs, now all you have to come in with is just a down payment, I think that's a great deal. So that's why you want to do this. This is why you want to follow all the steps I've laid out here so far. You want to raise your credit. You want to raise your credit score so you can get the best terms out there and the best money that your credit can buy. Now, number seven, do not dispute negative credit. Now, I know that anybody in the credit repair business is going to tell you dispute everything, right? Lie about it all. No, I never had that account. No, that's not me. Nope. I never did it. Never applied. That's not my inquiry. Some of you know what I'm talking about, right? If you ever dealt with a credit repair agency, they'll tell you to dispute everything that's negative, right? All that does is, number one, it makes the credit bureaus mad. They start sending you letters saying, this is a frivolous dispute, we're not even going to investigate it. Then you got to threaten them with all kinds of legal precedents to get them to do something. And then it takes them forever once it goes past that 30-day period and they're still not removing it. And then you finally get some things will get removed, and your credit score gets up there. Now you got to deal with undoing it all to get a mortgage loan. You cannot have a single item on your credit report under dispute. to get a mortgage loan. All right. Secondly, you should not lie. It's a federal crime to lie. You don't want to lie about this. I mean, come on now. You're trying to buy a house, right? Is that really how you want to start lying about your credit? Seriously, is that really how you want to get started? Right? Lying about your credit? Don't dispute any of it. I'm telling you right now. The only thing you would dispute is something that is legitimate, like your address is wrong, or your name is misspelled, or you're not a junior, you're a senior or a third, things like that. But, you know, disputing a collection account or debt that you know is yours, it's a waste of your time and the money you're paying a credit repair agency, because they're the only ones telling you to do that. The only ones telling you to do that. You will not find anybody, any reputable credit repair individual. I don't even know they call themselves that. I don't call myself a credit repair person. I don't do credit repair. I don't. I help people improve their credit scores. And you will never hear me tell you to dispute anything. I don't know any professionals in the game who are not in the credit repair business advising their clients to do that. So if you're being advised to do that, that's your first red flag. You need to find someone else to get some good advice from. So don't dispute negative credit. Here's what you do. Deal with it. Call up the creditor. Make arrangements to pay for it. Ask them to take it off. You know, believe it or not, sometimes they will actually remove it. There are some good guys out there that own collection debt. Did you know that you can just go file a business license and pay some fees with the state and become a collection agency? It's not that difficult. Who's that guy on television on HBO? Man. Okay, someone tell me who that is. Who's the guy on HBO? The name of the show is It Happened Tomorrow, What Happened Tonight. It's a daily news show. He's like the Colberts and those kind of guys. But he started a collection agency and bought a whole bunch of debt and forgave it all. Somebody on the Facebook knows who I'm talking about. If you know what I'm talking about, mention his name. All right. So here's the thing, though. Some of these collection companies are just investors and people who are buying debt trying to make money. That's all they are, right? And some of them don't care. They really don't care. They have put it on your credit report to get you to pay, and you just need to ask, and they'll take it off, all right? It doesn't happen all the time, but they will. And what if they don't? Let me tell you something. As soon as you pay that thing, right, as soon as you pay it off, well, the first thing that's going to happen when you pay off a collection agency or a collection account, the first thing that's going to happen is your score is going to go down. I know. Makes absolutely no sense, but that's what's going to happen. Your score is going to go down when you pay off a collection account. I had one client who had one piece of good credit, and he hadn't used that forever. His score was like 640, and all of his credit was so old, it wasn't even reporting anymore. He had one collection account. He didn't like that collection account, and he went and paid it off, and his credit score went to zero. He had to go out and get some Capital One secure credit cards, and we had to wait for almost 4 months before he had a credit score again. So I'm telling you, folks, I know this to be true. I'm not sharing anything I have not lived or experienced or dealt with directly, all right? So don't pay off these collection agencies, pay them off, but just know that your credit score is going to go down and that we'll have to do some work to get the scores back up. And in some cases where you've already gone out and established good credit, some good credit and things are getting seasoned, then it'll just be a temporary drop. After about 60 days, the score will go back to where it was beforehand. So number 7, don't dispute negative credit. Number 8, stay under the 35% limit. And we talked about that earlier. It's called credit utilization. So know this, that if you get a credit card with a $1,000 limit, your real limit is $350. That's all you really have to spend. So if you want a much bigger limit or a much bigger line of credit, you'll have more money. So $350 per thousand, right? So if you want to have $700 in credit available to you, then you need what? You need a $2,000 limit, right? If you want $1,400 in credit available to you, then you need a $4,000 credit limit. You cannot use more than 35%. As soon as you start doing that, watch your scores start to go down. You don't want to do that, folks. It is a problem. credit utilization is monitored. And now with the credit trending thing, you can look at your credit report. And it, you know, if you're with the Powers Now right now, take a look at your credit report. It can show how you've been paying every month. It tracks the trending of how you pay your credit, right? When you go above the limit, below the limit, or at the limit, or when you pay it off, it tracks that. And so this new trended data thing is also making, you know, managing your credit even more serious. Number nine, pay on time, not during the grace period, not on the due date, but before the due date. And now many of the credit cards have an automatic payment feature. Set that up. Go for it. Set that up where they will automatically pay your bill right on time. You don't have to worry about it. They'll make the minimum payment. Now, if you're trying to pay off the debt, of course, you want to pay more than that. But I would highly recommend you take advantage if your credit card offers this feature of making the minimum payment every month like clockwork. Sign up for it. It doesn't cost, they don't charge you extra for it. It's absolutely free. Take advantage of that opportunity to have automatic payments going and making your payment. Because, you know, you can forget. It can happen that you just forget to make the payment if you pay manually. Another thing to do is to set up bill pay, automatic bill pay. Through all the banks offer it, set up auto bill pay so that it gets out. And then know what bill pay. You need to look at what it says and how long it's going to take for the check to get there. Some is set up electronically where it's instant. Some it takes a few days for it to arrive. But you want to pay on time. And then number 10, drum roll please, number 10, and then we're done. Establish a budget. Folks, go to mint.com. Mint.com. You've heard me talk about this 1,000 times. I love mint.com. It's part of QuickBooks family of companies. This is one program that will help you stay on track. Show me a person with a budget, and I'll show you a person with money in the bank. Show me a person with a budget, and I'll show you a person with good credit. Show me a person with a budget, and I'll show you a person that's on their way to buying a home. Show me a person with a budget, and I'll show you a person that is not spending money indiscriminately. One of the great features I like about Mint.com is that it will notify you of increases in your credit card debt. It'll notify you of spending on your credit cards. It will notify you where you're at in the budget limits you set for everything. I tell you, it keeps your money top of mind. It really does. It's a great program. Well, folks, if you have any questions about any of this, please reach out to me. Eric.Frazier, thepowersnow.com. I'd be happy to help you restore your credit, improve your FICO score. And guess what? It's not going to cost you a dime. How to improve your FICO score without a credit repair agency. That's been tonight's show. I appreciate those of you who have joined me this evening. Please share this link. All right? Can I get 10 to 20 or 30 shares from every single one of you? Can I get that? I know you know somebody that needs to hear what I just talked about, right? And especially if you know someone that's interested in buying a home, we are here to help you. Go to thepowersnow.com and check out our resources, the real estate resources, great research reports, listen to our radio show, read our magazine, apply now, tonight. Apply to buynow.com, get started, find out what your credit score is. One of my assistants will reach out to you to help you with the application and get you started. Or if you need more intensive care, go to neverrentagain.com and sign up for the Home Buyers Club, where we will walk you through it. We will hold your hand. And if you really want to go to the next level, if you're really serious, get a coach, right? Very inexpensive to get a coach. We provide that service as well. Monthly coaching, financial coaching to help you buy a home. And then for those of you who are real estate professionals, if you have a client in mind you want me to speak to, go to Never Lease Again. Never Lease Again. And there you'll find all of our tools and resources, as well as information to put your client's information, your information, and a program you would like us to talk to them about. And finally, if you are here tonight because you've been invited by a real estate professional, please let them know that you listened to the show or you watched tonight. Also, reach out to them. Let them know that you're interested in moving forward in some way or another and make that connection. We appreciate our real estate professionals and making the Powers Now Tuesday Night Online Buyers Club, their program, right? You don't have to work for the Power Is Now to leverage this platform. It's for everybody. And if you're a real estate professional, we have another platform called The Marketing Session that is for everybody as well. Please join us every Thursday at 12:30 and pitch your property to the world wide web. Well, that's it for tonight. I want to thank everyone for joining me. I see all the great comments. If you have any questions, do not hesitate to reach out to me. Please check out Kim Collier's message there and what she did. She said she called one of her collectors and they took it off her credit report and she paid off the debt. So I'm telling you, the things I'm saying, folks, it's real. It can happen. You just have to get the right help, right guidance, right support. And guess what? It's all here at The Power Is Now. So that concludes another great show at The Power Is Now. Tune in next week, next Tuesday night, for another show. We're going to be talking about something else. I forget what it is. I will tell you right now. But we'll be talking about something great on next Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, and to tune in at 12:30 for the Power Lunch as well. Remember, we are at our best, and we maximize our success when we act now. Why? Because the power is now. Have a great evening.
You've been listening to the Power Is Now Radio. For more information about the show, check us out at thepowerisnow.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.